What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more. Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You're listening to the Wild 7 Podcast Network. Listen different.
Oh, do.
What?
Look at her.
You mean that customer?
Yeah, bro. She's so hot.
Sure. Look, man, I'm just trying to work, okay?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, do.
What?
Look at her.
You mean the woman who clearly wants nothing to do with us right now?
Yeah, bro. She's so hot.
Let's try to stay focused, huh?
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, do.
What?
Look at her.
You mean the female Homo sapien who's literally minding her own business?
Yeah, bro. She's so
they are all but stomachs. And we all but food to eat us hungrily. And when they are full, they belch us.
In the words of Alex Rogers.
Episode 51, An Odd Duck.
You did not. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. No. Oh, stop it. Just stop it right now. I don't buy it. I just don't buy it.
and that's why I have no friends. Hello, my friends. Welcome back. This is Alex Rogers, recording and reporting from a timeless zone in which your listening is the now. All right, well, you made it. You made it, listener. Can you believe it? I know you were racing to get home, to turn on your television set, and tune into my show. I know you were. You were just itching. Oh, yeah. And by the way, that now back there, boy, that was one of the more, it sounded like a body function rather than like a sort of monkish hum. So we'll try to work on that. But it's very good to have you back. Thank you so much. And, I want to basically just get right into it and get into the spirit of what this episode is all about. My friends, I'm an odd duck. You've come to know that a little bit about me, right? I'm kind of an odd duck, a little quack, 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 quack. He's an odd duck. Don't give a fuck, he's an odd duck. Don't give a fuck, he's an odd duck. Don't give a fuck, just talk. Weird, I was not intending to take the I Dream of Jeannie theme and make a duck theme out of it, but worse ideas have made more money. But I am, folks, and if you've made it this far through what is now over 50 episodes of this show, then you have come to know just how much of an odd duck I can be. And gosh darn it, I'm proud of that. Well, I am. Well, I am. I'm not afraid to admit it. I mean, gol dang, there's no way I can remain myself without breaking into some other voice. Y'all know this about me. And I wouldn't have it any other way. And as such, the way I talk, the way I move, the way I view the world is me. Now, I'm not saying I'm like some alien, okay? You are you. In fact, listener, dare I say it, you are an odd duck, too. And you know what happened back there right now? I was debating about doing a Gollum or a duck, and I found myself just right there, stuck in between them. Stuck between a Gollum and a duck. What the fuck? So, yes, you're a bit of an odd duck. I'm a bit of an odd duck, and my odd duckery puts me into often a category of film goer, where the things that really get me going, The things that draw me to put my butt in seats, all right, it tends to be a sort of once-in-a-while event for a movie in the theaters, a concurrent, contemporary, in my time period, but yeah, no, in the epoch in which I find myself, it's very rare that there's a movie in the theaters that I really love. Now, don't get me wrong, I have a lot of fun in the theater. I'll still see some movies that I enjoy. I had a good time. But it's very rare that I'm like, holy shit, this movie was made for me. And again, I don't mean me exclusively. I mean for odd ducks like me. And the last time I was kind of on this level of excitement with something that I caught in the theater fresh as it came out, that comes to mind at least for me, would be There Will Be Blood. That movie was so good that I went back the next day, same time, same theater, and saw it for the second time. And then for the next month or so after, I went back and saw it another two times. So I saw that movie four times in theaters. And that was in 2008. I know the movie came out in 2007, but y'all know how it is. You release your movie in December. Hey, most of us see it the next calendar year. So that was 2008. And then here we are in 2022. Well, gee whiz. And, you know, there are some things that I've seen. They really have delighted me. And I have fun. But it's been a while since my mind got haunted beautifully by something that I've seen. And, by the way, sorry, I got distracted again. My stomach is gurgling and growling. I haven't had dinner yet, folks. Oh, God, stop recording then, please. Have some din-din. No, folks. I got to keep on with this. Otherwise, if I eat now, I'm going to be too tired to keep on with the show. So fear not. I just may have a co-host on today's episode where it's my tummy a-gurgling. Okay, get to the fucking point, Alex. Jesus Christ, what movie did you see? We're on the edge of our seats. My friends, there's a new movie out. If you're hearing this now, then we're talking about April going into May of 2022. And if you are hearing this much after the fact, then I highly recommend that you rent or buy the movie I'm about to mention. I can't believe it, folks, but I have a current new favorite movie, and it is a new movie at that. I'm always having favorite movies from decades ago, but right now, the movie that just is delighting the heart of my soul and the soul of my heart is The Northman. The Northman. Holy Moses. Actually, it has nothing to do with Moses. I just threw that out. It actually is a Viking epic. And it also is, when I say a Viking epic, it almost makes it sound like it's sort of like, oh, it must be history, therefore, like a historical film. Well, what I love about this director, the guy who did it, Robert Eggers, and I've talked about, one loses track. I can't remember if we talked about The Lighthouse and or The Witch, but those were his previous films moving backward in time from that. So going in order with his movies is The Witch, The Lighthouse, and now The Northman. Are we supposed to say The Northman? I like to say The Northman, because, you know, this is a man from the north. And it's three for me. It's three for me, and I'll have some too. You can't drink yet, Susie. It's three for three for me. I really like this guy's work. Robert Eggers is, I think, leading the way right now in terms of gorgeously shot horror, and now he did what I want to say is more sword and sorcery than it is historical, like, drama. You know what I really want to call this movie? It is perfect mythology. And when I say mythology, I mean an adventure movie that is not clear. It's a little bit interwoven with some sorcery, but it's not like we have, okay, it's not like what we might call a sort of like high fantasy, like Lord of the Rings, which has very much established races and magic is a real thing. And, you know, we're all pretty much on board with how there are different pockets of fantastical things happening all over the place. Whereas in mythology, you have real places that have actually existed on Earth, real time periods that you can trace back, but oftentimes the characters in the mythology are indeed maybe kings and queens that are either indeed by name, truly based on the person, or they are modeled after the people of their time. And you'll then see a couple of monsters and spirits and giants and dragons and undead armies and basically cool-ass sci-fi shit that will show up in mythology. However, in mythology, it's kind of loose. It doesn't really establish, like, and of course, these are creatures that are known to... It's almost, did it happen like that? Or did it happen normally, but we're telling the story with some flair, so we add the sorcery to it? To me, it doesn't matter whether magic actually exists or not, but to infuse your story with it, oh my gosh, how magical indeed. So the Northman, just to give a brief synopsis, because I'm not really into explaining movies, I just want to say, let me give you the mood, first of all, just to, before I even explain the synopsis. To me, this is Conan meets Valhalla Rising, and I talked a bit about Valhalla Rising. That's my man Nicholas Winding Refn, one of my favorites by him. A movie, and I believe in his own words, a Viking epic on acid. So it's got that Viking epic on acid feel, but it's also got Conan sword-wielding barbarity, and also that kind of harp string plucked on a wind of cold antiquity folklore, if that makes sense. One thing that I really like about this director, Robert Eggers, is that he is enchanted with time periods that, well, probably the Northmen, they're actually speaking whatever Scandinavian language they were speaking back in the day. But his previous two movies are indeed in English, but they are spoken by cultures that crafted the English language a little bit differently. And they almost sound Shakespearean or like just behind, not even as far back as Shakespeare. For example, The Lighthouse, which is just so fucking great. Dude, I'm not going to spoil the ending at all, but dude, let me just put it this way. When the ending happened, I was giggling. Not because it's funny, but because it was so disturbingly scary that I can only imagine how many people who have been raised on a sort of basic diet of just like Michael Myers. And I love Michael Myers. I ain't putting him down. I'm just saying, you know, a little bit simpler, easy to follow rules of horror, which is the slasher formula. So people who only know slasher shit, I can only imagine how utterly anywhere from pissed off to disturbed beyond pleasure that they, like past pleasure into displeasure that they may have been feeling over that one. Well, now, whereas The Witch and The Lighthouse, if you had to argue, I guess you could say they're a little more highbrow artistic horror. Even though I would say, fuck that, go watch them, they're great. And I'm the first to complain about when horror is too artistic versus doing its job to be scary. And they are absolutely scary, so that's totally taken care of. But what I love about The Northman is that he's taken this... So, okay, well, let me give you also a little flavor of the storyline. I'm just kind of giving you moods. Now, the idea is it's a revenge story. It's also technically the story of Hamlet. And Hamlet is technically based on this tale, Amleth. And, let me also give you another one in case people are like, uh-oh, you said Hamlet, now I'm falling asleep. Well, let me wake you back up with The Lion King. Because The Lion King is a remake of Hamlet. And Hamlet is a remake of Amleth. And The Northman is a remake of all the aforementioned. Yeehaw! It all comes full circle. But yeah, this is a real old Norse, Nordic, whatever we're supposed to say, old-timey shit where planet Earth actually was almost a little bit of Middle Earth, that kind of vibe, of a man whose father, a prince, whose father, the king, is murdered by the king's brother, in other words, the prince's uncle, and he vows revenge. Now, what's fun about this is where Hamlet, and I love Hamlet, by the way, and I want to urge everyone, you know, even the word Hamlet, it sounds very Hamlet. Oh, God, don't you just love this caviar? You know, it's a so, gosh, Hamlet, Hamlet, Hamlet. No. Hamlet is fucking dope, dude. Hamlet is the shit. And I love it. And it always breaks my heart when even the word Shakespeare sounds very Shakespeare. Oh, I dare say. Shakespeare and his characters should never have been co-opted by the bored, beautiful people who shut out the rest of us. That should never have happened. Hashtag bring Shakespeare back to the people.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, where Hamlet is, bless his soul, and I love the character Hamlet. I relate to him far more comfortably than I wish to. And he's a very driven dude who cannot make up his mind and is got a lot of conflicted emotions, and he is tortured by his own thought processes while also taking the piss out of everyone around him. Whereas Amleth in this movie, the Northman, if you thought Hamlet didn't do enough action, this guy is pretty much all about action. And what I like is what Hamlet delays getting the revenge done because he himself is dealing with a big moral issue with everything. And I think he's also struggling with chemicals in the mind that people back then didn't know how to diagnose. And so with this, with one story where you're cogitating so deeply, you have this movie where any delay is not because the character hasn't lost his edge on his bloodlust. It's because the fates are kind of keeping score of his adventure, and they're making sure, yes, you're close, but before you sate your revenge, you will need to go on these mini quests and take care of these side adventures. And folks, I don't want to get into, like, I don't want to talk about any scenes. I feel like you can YouTube about people who talk about specific scenes and about specific
points that happened in this película.
But about anything to do with, like, concrete plot lines, it's not important. It's just the mood of this movie was so wonderfully transcendent, and it had a kind of druggy sorcery on it. Far too much sober sorcery happening in other movies, I find. Because if the sorcery is always sober, and what I mean by that is just, of course we do that. I have a magic staff, and look, and or we're mutants, or we have magic powers, and look, we can just right out my fingertips. I basically make electricity and fire go everywhere. Yeah, magic. See, it's no big deal. And we get desensitized to that. But events in The Northman, they remind me actually a lot also of Alejandro Jodorowsky films, which, if you haven't checked those out, I highly recommend El Topo and The Holy Mountain, and check out all of his graphic novel work. But these are all wrapped up in mythology, and in mythology, your characters are often undergoing rituals. And my friends, pay deep attention. Rituals mean often drug use. And there are really cool scenes in The Northman where the hero himself undergoes rituals that deal with some sort of imbibation, some sort of taking in of a substance, which allows him to see his family tree. And I'm just going to leave it at that, but you must see it to believe it, to see how this idea of one's roots and where they are placed on their family tree, how that looks like and how that feels like when you look at it. It's just so good. It's so well done. And so he undergoes a lot of drugs himself to like find that. And then, of course, if you have a friend who kind of knows where to look in the forest to find a few fungal things, a few herb things, you can drug your enemy and fuck with their heads. Because what's so fun about this is that his revenge in this movie is delayed, the way the myth goes. But in the meantime, he's going to torment his antagonists. And he's going to make their life fucking weird and confusing and hellish. And then he'll get down to the deep and dirty. But I don't know, my friends, I love a movie like this. And it was just weird enough. In my opinion, it's not too weird. And you know I love weird. I'm an odd duck. But it had plenty of weird. My issue with a lot of movies is they only give me a little... That people like me, they give us one little, like, half a dollop's worth on a spoon, and they go, there's your weird. Go. Now everything has to make sense, and we have to hold your hand after this. I'm like, ugh, can I just frolic in this bakery, please? And this movie gave me spoonful after bowlful of weird, while, of course, being completely well-structured in, I believe, a movie that did its job in what it promises. A wrong must be righted. Excuse me as I burp to the side right here. And I hope I righted that wrong by acknowledging it. And there is a promise that there will be a showdown on near cataclysmic earth chaos level is how I'll put it. And it delivers. The whole movie completely delivers on what it hints at and promises, just the way how a cool soothsayer or a fate or a seer will give you a thread to a story and then keep following that thread. It will unravel or entangle into something else. But yeah, it was... It was really good, and the only thing that sometimes breaks my heart about these moments, I don't want to use strong language like that, but it's like, I wonder after a movie like this, and and by the way, I've seen this twice. The movie, I'll never give a spoiler right here, but like when the movie's over, one wonders, okay, is this audience going to be solemn and quiet, or are they going to applaud? Because frankly, I can see even with myself one of two ways going, because part of me just wanted to sit there and just go, wow, I just saw that. And of course, the other part of me wanted to go, oh my fucking God, let me give this my palms and applaud this motherfucker because it did its job and more. Well, the first time I did the first part and the second time I did the second part, and I noticed the crowd with me around me the second time, they really dug it. They applauded. And that gave me some courage because I want more movies like this to come out. And I feel like for a lot of other people, every 2 months they get movies that just work perfectly fine for them. I almost wish I just was one of those people who just eats up everything that is contemporary in my time. You know, another biggest example, I don't think I've ever really enjoyed the majority of music that has come out in the time period that I was alive. Or shall I at least say in the age I then became, you know, conscious of really listening to the music that's coming out around me. So we're basically talking about like mid-90s onwards. And I gotta say, like, for the most part, the sounds that have come out, and I'd say with increasingly over time, and I know I sound like an old man, and yes, some of you are gonna say, you haven't looked deeper, you haven't, well, that's the thing too, is okay, that's fine, but why do we have to look deep for good sound? Why is it that the sound that comes at us at every store we go to, it's oftentimes really painfully hellish for me, I gotta say. And I see others, and they lap it up. They love that shit. I'm thinking, God, wouldn't it? It must be very simple and wonderful that just every fucking new flavor that comes out on the radio, you're just like, yes. Oh my, yeah, this makes sense. I know I'm oversimplifying it. I think even the most poppy people, some things they go, nah, and other things they go, yeah. But I've never felt like that. And also with a lot of movies, like we've talked about this before. I'll always unfortunately go back to this one, but I don't hate Marvel. I just am not that into it. And I see a lot of people lose their minds over it. And I feel a little left out. I'm like, oh, why doesn't it make me lose my mind like that? I appreciate it, but I'm also a little burnt out on it. And for me, I don't get how some people aren't burnt out on it. And things like The Northman, you can't burn out on that because I'm actually amazed that The Northman made it to this like mainstream release level of where it is in the movie theaters, because I think any time before this, it would be one of those kind of like, oh, did you hear about it? Yeah, it was kind of underground. You had to look for it. No, it's pretty, I'm here in the city of Angles, folks, and there are lots of posters showing this movie as well. Like it's a big movie, and it's a weird one, and I'm saying that in a good way because I love weird. But then I saw some people writing in various online comments, and they were like, "Oh, it was kind of weird," or this like it was the shit I feared that people were gonna do. Especially movies that, like, what I like to call movies that are on drugs, and, oh yeah, The Northman, the movie itself, definitely on drugs, but not like a party foul drug. It's not gonna, like, lose its track. It's just like it itself is tripping in a very cool warrior in a cave, seeing his vision through to the end, kind of on drugs feeling. So when I see people complaining still, like, oh, that's weird, I'm just like, I get annoyed, folks. I get annoyed when people can't understand or appreciate when movies get a little hallucinatory, or when they show you something that then you have to wonder, well, was that real or was that imagined? And it bothers me that people
get put off by that, because I'm like, why would, what's wrong with weird? Can I ask you something? Have you ever had a, wait for it, dream? Have you ever had a dream?
Have you ever had a dream that was in your head late night in your bed? A dream, I said.
Have you? Have you ever had a dream? Well, let me ask you, did any of those dreams at some point not, quote-unquote, make sense? Did they get a little weird? Were they symbolic and apocryphal? Okay, don't use fucking weird big words that even you, Alex, don't quite know what you mean by. Don't use apocryphal. You were on a good one, then you used a silly word. Okay, what I meant to say is, surely you have seen things in your sleep that were poetically strange and surreal and trippy, man. Surely you have. That's incorrect. Every night I simply dream that I walk in my pedestrian outfit out of my pedestrian car and go into a pedestrian grocery store where I pay $5.95 for my simple purchase. I get my nickel back in change and I mosey on home. And as soon as I close the door, I wake up and do exactly that in my waking life. I don't buy it. Even if you can't remember them the next day, like yours truly, but I think that's because I smoke a lot of weed. I think it takes away the dreams, folks, but that's another speculation for another time. But I don't even really remember my dreams the next day, but I know that when I do see them, they're all kinds of strange. The point is, I know you've had some weird dreams. Well, weren't they kind of fun? Or do you, or are we all, we have we reached the point now where just like anything that's just not nice is just all bad? Because it's like, hey, and also, are you like trying to be cool? Because there's one thing I have always noticed, and I remember this when I was a kid, because you can bet I was an odd duck even back then, and I was absolutely embracing the weird in my youth. And I remember looking around at other youths who I could even tell then thought that they were gaining social currency by twisting their faces into sour frowns and saying, okay, that's like weird about like whatever it is, what someone said, what's being played on a movie, what's being discussed. It made you cool, man, by denouncing things as weird. Why? Because you're normal? Why would you strive for normal? I don't get it, man. I thought there was a time where to be cool was because you were a fucking freak. And that being normal was for squares. I thought. Anyway, it bothers me when people write off a movie as weird. It's like, oh, fuck yourself. Are you that unprepared? It's a movie, too. Life gets frustratingly weird. Life gets weird in a way that really fucking sucks sometimes. A movie, if it's done well, like The Northman, it's weird for a good reason. And a good reason that's good for you. But I guess I can't force one's heart open to the occasion. All I can do is simply say, I think this film is doing something that we haven't seen in the movie theater, in the cinema, in quite some time. And I'm just a little afraid sometimes that because everyone keeps going, oh, that was weird, or they don't want to go see it because they are now used to one way of formula, then movies like these aren't going to make money, and then they're not going to make them, and then we're only going to have predictable, stupid shit. And, you know, if people are okay with that, well, then I can't control it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
However, I don't want to end this on a bum dinger. I want to go on a humdinger. And I think that's actually just a sort of personally projected feeling about it. I am being a little judgy. I just think it's a cop-out thing. I think it's a fucking weak-ass move and a cop-out to be that confused by something that is, you know, mythologically structured. I can understand, like, a sort of confusingly badly written movie that's trying to be, like, some sort of political thriller that has lots of names and lots of locations and lots of dates and times, and we're getting scrambled and we go, oh, this is weird, it's confusing. Okay, I'll give you that. You can be confused and weird on that. But, you know, something that deals with, like, the supernatural and has swords and also is like, I'm so sorry, but it's like there are things that are tales and they're way older than the rest of us. And yeah, they often are a little strange. It just, I think it's a goddamn cop-out to just write it off as weird. And I really want to just now... adjust myself from being judgy, because I am. I'm acknowledging it. I'm absolutely having a moment where I'm like, I judge you if you're judging it as weird. Now, that's acknowledged, and I'm going to move on from that and say, now, I do, of course, hope that if you are someone who's listening to this and you do have an open heart and you're willing to give movies a chance, please give Northman a whirl. And obviously... if you know anything about me, yes, it's gonna have a lot of rated R shit in it. Because I like, that's me, baby. I like rated R shit because oftentimes it's only in rated R where shit can really slip through and some bogus-ass censor didn't stall it at a PG-13 intelligence. So, you know. But anyway... That's the long and short of it, my friends. The long sword and the dagger. But the Northman, fucking cool, fucking great. And well, I think that's that. I normally like to think of a couple things to talk about, but boy, I think we did it, folks. Check it out. And you know what? Let's start a weird discussion. What are some surreal movies that and let's really specify this. What's a movie you've seen that you felt is very strange, but it still hit all of the sort of narrative checkpoints that we need? A beginning, a middle, an end, a protagonist, an antagonist, doing things that advance the storyline and that tie themes together, but that the moves to make all this were just full of sorcery and weirdness. What's that for you? And guess what? It may be something that we all see differently. It might be that my sorcery is different than yours. Hit me up on the Insta with your ideas at It War Podcast. ITWAR Podcast at It War Podcast. And I'd love to know that. And if you're like, I'm not going to fucking write in, I'm not even going to talk. Well, I hope you can think about that. I hope you can think about that. Now you take that with you to your room and you get weird. All right, my friends. Do enjoy and do annoy. No, actually. We're going to stick to the rhyme I always do here, which is to say, in the mean in between, thank you for your time. Thank you for your rhyme.
In the Words of Alex Rogers is a podcast orbiting the mothership of Wild 7 Studios. Music by Inca Rose. Keep your ears open for Storyscapes, Simpin' After Dark, and other audio goodies from Wild 7. And keep your eyes open for its first feature-length film, Debbie and the Devil.
Calling all coffee drinkers. If you've been trying to enhance your daily coffee routine, then Quest has got your back with their brand new iced coffees, now available in two delightfully delicious flavors that'll be sure to add an extra pep in your step, vanilla latte and mocha latte. Quest has been on a mission to help fuel you with protein-forward foods you'll love. Each bottle of Quest iced coffee is packed with 200 milligrams of caffeine, the same amount as 2 cups of regular coffee, plus 10 grams of protein per serving to help you supercharge your day. And did I mention that they only contain 1 gram of sugar? It might just be time to cheat on your iced coffee with iced coffee. Find Quest iced coffees on Amazon.com/Quest Nutrition. That's Amazon.com/Quest Nutrition.